Welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. I hope you guys are all doing well. We got through Halloween, and it was kind of nice because Halloween was on a Monday this year, and so you got to do all your Halloween parties right before. I like it when it's closer together rather than like when Halloween's like on a Wednesday and then you got to do the party way before. I like it all just to be together. I don't know why. I just do. Anyways, I hope you guys had fun. I love seeing all the costumes. And it used to be just like, it was really fun to see all the kids and, you know, what different kids want to pick out, what they want to be and so on and so forth. But so many adults now are... I mean, not now, they're always, but you see so many more pictures and stuff. And I love it. I mean, people really get into it. I've never been, I mean, I like Halloween. I mean, I liked it when I was younger, but I don't remember ever like, let's really go for it. I guess that's just not just what I was into. I don't know, but it is fun seeing all the costumes and everybody trick-or-treating, whatever. And it's funny because like those of you who have kids know that once the kid gets their Halloween costume, then they're wearing it for, you know, a month prior to actually Halloween. And my niece got hers, her little kitty cat costume, and she was wearing it and wearing it and wearing it. And I was like, how is this going to make it to Halloween? But it did. So I guess that's good. But she absolutely loved it. And I love stuff like that. Anyways, that's over. And now we're on to Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So I think we all know that these next 2 months are just going to absolutely fly by. And I will be taking a rest on this podcast for Thanksgiving and then also Christmas and New Year's. So no new episodes will come out those weeks. It just kind of gives me a little break to not have the stress of like making sure I get an episode together and everything. So I'm sure you guys are fine with that. Also, I am looking for topics. I am looking for people to interview. The interview process is, it's funny because I listen to other podcasts talk about it and how difficult it is. And let me tell you, it is because lining up your schedule with another person and then also just getting, you know, everybody's busy, especially this time of year. And it's just, it's been a little harder. I had an interview lined up and then I don't know what's going on with that. So it's just, it's interesting. But anyways, if you guys have topics for the podcast that you want me to talk about and or someone you guys want me to interview, obviously somebody attainable, or if you just might be a good guest. I mean, if you listen to my podcast, you know what my podcast is about. And that's kind of what I'm looking for. People who just maybe want to talk about skin or somebody who has an expert view on, you know, skincare topics or something like that. So let's talk. And if you know anybody, send them my way. All right. So today we're going to talk about, I don't do a lot of episodes that are product specific, but these Victoria Diane serums, I really, really, really love them. And the more I use them, the more I love them. And not just use them on me, but on my clients. Like I'm just seeing differences in skin that I haven't really seen before. And meaning like things I didn't know could be corrected or didn't think could be corrected with, you know, a serum. And so I wanted to go over them and give you just an idea of what each one does. And this, you know, obviously an episode like this helps me too, because I can refer clients to listen to this episode. But I just think it's really interesting what they can do. And it really shows you that science is crazy and what things can be developed. I mean, just by putting a liquid on your face and the changes that can be made, it's, I don't know, I think it's kind of incredible. Anyway, why don't we just get started? Here we go. Okay, so let's talk about peptides first, because Victoria Diane serums are all about peptides. That's why they work, and that's why they are so amazing. So, what is a peptide, also called polypeptides? They naturally occur in the skin. Peptides are amino acids that make up certain proteins needed by the skin. An example of this is collagen. Collagen is made of three polypeptide chains. So adding peptides can stimulate your skin to make collagen. Peptides are specific messengers and are able to message the cells. I mean, that alone is just, that's crazy. I mean, I know about peptides, but just to think that they can do things like, I don't know, maybe I'm just having one of those days where I'm blown away by science. Anyways, people don't usually react to these new serums because of the peptides and the fact that we naturally make them in our skin. Similar to hyaluronic acid, no one reacts to that ingredient because we already have it. We do stop making it around the age of 20, or it drastically slows down how much we actually produce, but it is there. And so usually when it is something that we make, we don't react to. Okay, so one of the things I love about these serums is that each one does something specific. These are not combo serums, meaning each bottle is specific to a need. So while that means you might spend a little bit more, the results are even better because they are singularly focused on a problem. And all of these serums can be used morning and night, or night, morning and or night, if you want faster results, but that also means you will go through them quicker. So I just recommend that people use these once a day, and generally a night, but it just depends what else is going on in their routine. Okay, so we're going to talk about the repair serum first. This serum does exactly what it says. It repairs the skin. It's also good for those with a compromised barrier. You know, somebody with sensitive skin, rosacea, acne. It's also good for scarring and post-treatment. People who have eczema and psoriasis see improvement after using this serum. You know, it's pretty great, and it really does help heal the skin. And when you have psoriasis and eczema, you know, that's usually, especially if you have eczema as an adult, it's probably something that you're just going to always deal with. And it's surprising how well this actually can help the skin and help it heal. Also, I've used it on the eye area when, like, I've gotten dry patches or clients have gotten dry patches. It is actually something I hear about a lot, that people just have dry, scaly eyelids, whether it's an allergy or whether it's just weather-related or whatever the circumstance. That repair, you use that until the skin gets better, and it works pretty quickly. I mean, at least it did for me when I used it, but I couldn't believe that it helped that area so quickly and so efficiently. You know, you don't always, because the eye area virtually has no pores, you don't want to necessarily put any kind of product on that, like a moisturizer or something heavy like that, because then that's when you're going to get the milia. But with something repair, it's like a light serum, then it's going to help that area without causing any other issues. So repair is also good for any type of scar. And this is really anywhere on the body, and even surgical scars or injuries. So say you cut yourself, this would be a great serum to put on to help it heal better, quicker, and just better for the skin in a healthy way. And then surgical scars, if you just recently have surgery, you know, once you're allowed to put stuff on the scar, this would be a great serum to use. Okay, the next one we're going to talk about is Lift. This is a face lifting serum scientifically formulated to provide peptides to restore youthful skin tension. Lift strengthens the skin because of improving and assisting with cellular communication. You can apply it to the face, arm, the décolleté to lift and reestablish your natural youthful appearance. The serum also helps with jowls and those marionette lines, which a lot of people will complain about, also known as laugh lines, the ones that are around your, just those two long lines that are around your mouth. I love them, you guys. I really do. I think that's a good one. And it's funny, when I'm doing microneedling and stuff, or microchanneling, whatever, people will talk about those marionette lines. And so I make sure that, you know, I definitely go over them, because obviously microchanneling is going to help too. But for just a serum, or if you're on a budget, if you can't, you know, do microchanneling and, you know, serums, Lift is a good one for that area. Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is Tone. They like to call this one Botox in a bottle. I like to keep your expectations more realistic. Now, you're definitely going to see a difference with Tone. You can use this one on your forehead and around the eyes, you know, kind of the same areas that you might get Botox. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that like this absolutely replaces Botox, do this instead. But if you are somebody who is not interested in getting Botox or getting fillers or whatever, this is a great product. So for me, I use it now because I have no interest in Botox and fillers. So I want to see what I can do naturally. And this bottle will definitely help accomplish that. So the serum modulates micromuscle contraction to suppress the appearance of expression lines. So, you know, the area around your eyes, like crow's feet and you know, just like right under the eye too. Sometimes the eye will get a little, you'll see those fine lines. And then those 11s that we get between the eyebrows, that will definitely help with that. So you can really, I use Tone all over my face just to make it easy, but you can use it just on the top half if you wanted to. Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is the Correct HP. Now, this reduces the appearance of skin discolorations without using harsh surface bleaching agents that cause skin inflammation. So I've always said this since the day I became an esthetician. I'm all about slow and steady. I don't like to use things on the skin that are really harsh and that could possibly cause problems later. But more importantly, I don't want to tear down the skin to then rebuild it. I'd rather just slowly fix it. It takes a little bit longer, but to me, it's worth it. I've seen people who have gone the harsh ways and it doesn't always benefit them. Hydroquinone is one. I'm not against it necessarily. It's just, there's a lot you need to know about it. It's a pretty high maintenance product. So I would rather use something like, you know, Correct that is going to help the skin with peptides. Again, it's going to take a little longer, but I think it's worth it. So after approximately 6 weeks of use, the appearance of skin discolorations and dark spots begin to diminish, beginning at its core and progressing to the edges with continual fading over time. Now, I mentioned not too long ago, sometimes when I have product left over, I just put it on the tops. I mean, I always do my face, neck, chest, hands, but then sometimes you still feel like you have something on your hands. So I wipe it on the top part of my upper arms. I just started doing that. And I had a sunspot and it definitely has gotten lighter. And I know that Correct, I also use the Rejuvenator. Between those two products, we're definitely seeing, you know, a difference. And again, I like Correct because it's not harsh and you can keep using it without any worries about what the side effects could be for your skin. So this one takes time. The peptides in this serum will inhibit, moderate melanocytes' production of pigmentation, and this helps with melasma. Melasma is really, really difficult, and so many people struggle with this one. It's one of the harder skin issues to combat, but the Correct HP can definitely help with that. Remember, melasma comes from within because it's in a hormonal imbalance. So highly recommend Correct if you are dealing with discoloration on your skin. Okay, Procol. Really, you guys, it's all in the name. Procol is pro-collagen, scientifically formulated to promote the repair, replacement, and restructuring of collagen. It helps to strengthen and rejuvenate the skin. This is another one that I use. I think that it's a good one because anything I can do to, you know, keep collagen going and keep promoting collagen, you know, it's great, especially if you're doing microchanneling and, you know, stuff like that. It's going to help, you know, the microchanneling stimulates the collagen and the Procol will keep it stimulated, keep it going, encourage it to keep going. Okay, elastin. This one assists in improving the elasticity and firmness of the skin, specifically in the areas of the face, neck, décolleté, and back of hands, which, as I said earlier, is where I put all of my skincare products. This is another one that I use. As a counterpart of collagen, elastin is essential for the skin's resiliency and shapeliness. This unique peptide assists in improving the skin's supportive structure to promote tighter and healthier looking skin. Another one I use, and I use it along with the Procol. You know, I've said it before, but really trying to not have to get surgeries later in life, trying to avoid the Botox and filler. So anything I can do to help keep that collagen and elastin strong and to keep stimulating so it grows, I will do it. Absolutely worth it. Okay. PeptiPad is the next one we're going to talk about. It's a unique peptide designed by our expert chemists to assist in rebuilding the dermal cushion using a specifically formulated combination of peptides and nutrients to help restore skin's thickness and suppleness. After continued use, skin will appear to be plumper and more youthful. So thinning on skin on the hands, around the mouth, under cheekbones, under eyes, you know, this is common, but it usually doesn't happen until you're older, maybe around 60. And you might experience some thinning earlier, obviously. I mean, all of that. I mean, I got gray when I was in eighth grade. So, you know, it can happen. So 60 is around the age. But if it happens earlier, get on PeptiPad. If you have fine lines around your mouth, get on PeptiPad. It's really going to help. And especially people complain about their hands all the time, especially as they get older, because that skin does thin. PeptiPad is going to help with that. I had pictures of a client that I had that had been on this for a year, and the eye area and the fine lines around their mouth were so much better. It was incredible. And her mouth, she got filler once. She didn't like it because it changed the shape of her mouth. It changed her lips. She didn't like it. And so we did some microchanneling that definitely helped soften the lines, but it just wasn't enough for her. So she started using the PeptiPad, and I kind of had forgotten about it. You know, I can't remember what every client does and what every client's on. I try to keep track, but you know, so I'd kind of forgotten it. And all of a sudden, like I saw her, or I was doing a facial, and I'm like, wait a second. So I pulled up old pictures, and it had been about a year, actually a little over a year. And I couldn't believe the improvement. I mean, and she didn't even realize, because the progress, like I said, slow and steady. And so sometimes you don't even realize it's happening. And then she saw the pictures and she was like, wow, that's incredible. So she was pretty happy with that PeptiPad because it really did make such a big difference for her. So that's another one I recommend if you have those pesky, like if you were ever a smoker, if you drink through straws, all those little tiny, some people just get them. And those tiny lines around the mouth, PeptiPad's going to help with that. And like I said, the thinning of the hands too. Okay, so the next one is PeptiAcne. This one uses a blend of amino acids complexes to create and maintain a healthier skin barrier, allowing skin's natural defense mechanisms to combat blemish-prone conditions related to bacteria signaling. Great for teens to adults. So everybody can use this one. Definitely safe for teens. This is not a quick fix, but a long-term serum that will help keep acne away and help the skin heal better when breakouts do happen. Now, if you know, I try to keep it simple for teens, but if you have teens that are really, really battling, this is a good peptide to have them start using because it will help long term. Now, if they just have a few breakouts, maybe we don't need to go extreme. You know, if your budget allows it, great. But if you are trying to be more conservative, then I would just save this for the teens that are really dealing with, you know, full-blown acne. But it's a good one. Okay, Rejuvenator. This one is definitely my favorite. It is similar to a retinol, but without the sun and skin sensitivities. Rejuvenator promotes the appearance of thicker, healthier, more youthful-looking skin. Antioxidants and vitamins nourish and smooth, and there are three different levels. I start everybody at mild and then slowly just move them up. I only have a select people on ultra, which is the third level. It's mild, medium, ultra. The ultra seems to be, you know, definitely stronger. So not everybody can get there yet. I'm currently on medium, but I was on mild for a while, but you know, my skin, it's more reactive. So I'm not a good person to follow necessarily. But a lot of my clients are now on medium because you can move up. As long as, I always tell people, as long as their skin isn't reacting or anything, then, you know, we can move them up to medium. And usually you stay at medium for a while. This one, you guys, I can't say enough good things about it. I was thrilled when I discovered this line specifically for the Rejuvenator because I've always had issue with retinols or Retin-A, and specifically for my skin, but also some clients. And you know, Rejuvenator, it's going to take a little bit longer than the retinol, but you're going to get incredible results and you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, the sun is coming, or I'm getting this procedure done next week and so I have to take myself off of retinol. And you're constantly thinking about what you're on, what you have going to see if you can still use that retinol. You can just use the Rejuvenator and just move on with your life. You don't have to think about it. You can just use it. So it's a lot less complicated. And I think it's just a lot easier on the skin. So I love it. I do have samples of all of these products or in travel sizes. So if you wanted to try any of these, you absolutely could do that on my website. But I love these products. Okay, so let's talk about some examples of ways you would use these serums. So if you have acne scars that you are trying to get rid of, the Repair Serum and Procol are that's a great combination for acne scars. If you currently have acne, then I would recommend the Repair, the Acne, and the Rejuvenator. Those three are definitely going to help your acne. If you have eczema and psoriasis, then I would use Repair and Rejuvenator. Now, Rejuvenator is the only serum that tingles a little bit. It has niacinamide in it. So that's what that tingle is. And it usually just lasts a few seconds and that's it. So if you do have eczema or psoriasis, your skin could be a little bit more sensitive. Putting stuff on it sometimes can sting because the skin is usually like open or it has tiny cracks that allow things to get in, and that kind of can stimulate. So putting on the Rejuvenator on those two skin conditions, it might tingle a little bit more than it normally would for somebody, but still totally normal. Niacinamide tingles. But those two products, Repair and Rejuvenator, would be great for eczema and psoriasis. If you get microneedling done or microchanneling, Repair and Procol are great to use for aftercare. And you can even add in the Rejuvenator for them to use a night or two after they get the microneedling, microchanneling done. But those are really great. So Repair works as a messenger to repair and reconstruct without causing any inflammation or any more inflammation than the microneedling, microchanneling did. When you add Procol, you are sending a message to the cells to produce strong collagen. And like I said, if you're going to get the microneedling, microchanneling done, then you want, it's good to have something that backs up that treatment. And then to replace scar tissue collagen, the cells have to produce or be signaled to produce more without re-injuring. So that's why it can help with acne scarring. Adding Rejuvenator will help with proper cell turnover in a healthy, healthy way. Lift and tone would go great together as they target lifting and tightening. If you are currently using my anti-aging serum, you can replace it with Procol, and it would depend on, it can be Procol and Elastin, Procol and Lift, Procol and Tone. It would just depend on what you were looking for, as far as what your main concerns are as far as anti-aging. What are the main areas on your face you want to work on? So it would be Procol and something else. And then, like I said before, if you're using a retinol serum, the Rejuvenator would replace the retinol serum. Again, I don't like to say I'm totally against retinol. You know, that's probably pretty controversial to say, but it's not my favorite. And my skin is much, much happier now that I'm just using the Rejuvenator and took out the retinol altogether. So, all right, guys, there you go. I love these serums. They're so good for the skin and they can help in so many different ways. If you are interested, please reach out to me and I can help, you know, choose some serums for you. They're all on my website. They'll tell you what they do on the website too. But if you just feel like you need personal guidance, please reach out to me. If you're already my client, then just reach out. We can talk. If you are a potential client, you can sign up for my skincare coaching and then, you know, mention that you're interested in these serums and we can definitely work them into your routine. I do anyway, but if you specifically have issues, then we can talk about that and go from there. So there you go. Those are the Victoria Deanne serums. Love, love, love them. Like I said, reach out if you have questions. And that's it for this week. I hope that you guys have a great week and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.